From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The UW-Stevens Point men's basketball team saw their unbeaten run come to an end last night, losing to Whitewater in overtime on the road, 81-76. The Pointers trailed by as many as 16 in the opening half, but led by 5 with a minute and a half remaining in regulation. The Warhawks sent the game to overtime and then scored the final 6 points to claim the win. The Whitewater women also knocked off UW-Stevens Point last night, 76-55. The Bucks dropped their matchup in Denver. The Nuggets win it 110-100. Larry Drew said they had a chance at the end.
We had an opportunity, but even with the, with them making the shots, I think we closed it within 5. And it came down on a defensive possession. And we had a breakdown where we let the guys just drive the ball from the top of the key.
The man who helped Monte Ball, James White, and Melvin Gordon become top-flight running backs for Wisconsin is moving on to the NFL. Thomas Hammack leaving to take the same job with the Baltimore Ravens. It was National Signing Day yesterday, and the Wisconsin football team brought in 3 running backs for the new assistant to coach, Ula Tutuldau of Glendale, Utah, Taiwan Deal of Capitol Heights, Maryland, and Caleb Kinlaw from Goose Creek, South Carolina. Badgers also brought in a number of recruits from Wisconsin, including the son of former Badger star Joe Panos. Also, the Badger hockey team back in action tonight. They take on Minnesota down in Madison. You can hear the game right here, pregame show at 7 o'clock. And the Olympics get underway with the first competition, men's team short program in figure skating. There's also freestyle skiing and snowboard qualifying going on as well. The opening ceremonies of the games are tomorrow. That's sports. I'm Tom King.